Hi, my name is Emil Cabot, and today we're going to talk about Microsoft Azure as it pertains to small business. Now, whenever you hear about Azure out in the world, you hear about extending your cloud into the data center. But what happens if you don't have a data center? A lot of small businesses are operating under a single server, maybe two. What kind of benefit does a small organization such as that get out of extending their environment up to the Microsoft Azure cloud? Well, it provides a very cost-effective method for adding some redundancy into your backend. If you're only having a single domain controller, you could experience a hardware failure. A lot of small businesses aren't doing effective backups of their servers, so in the event that something does go down, the potential loss could be huge. If you're looking at a small business server, for example, or something that contains Microsoft Exchange as well. Now you're looking at all of your emails, not only your accounts and your financial data. So we need to find a good cost-effective solution to get this information backed up and have it replicated to a whole nother site in the event that something does go wrong with our physical location. So what we're going to do today is we're going to go through the process of setting up a Microsoft Azure trial, and we'll get site-to-site VPN connected with our small business. Now, one of the focuses that we're going to do today is going to be using a small business class router rather than one of the enterprise grade ones that a lot of larger organizations use today. And the reason why we're going to go down that road is because Microsoft does provide scripts to automatically synchronize your, or sorry, automatically connect your environment with Microsoft Azure. But when it comes to a small router, they don't provide scripts for that, and there's really not a place to put it in. So we're going to go through the user interface inside of one of these Cisco routers, and get everything all set up today. Okay, let's take a look. So here we are inside the Azure portal. I just went in and created myself a 30-day trial and logged in. When I logged in for the first time, I got a splash screen which gave me some navigation help on how to get around inside the Azure portal. And when I closed that, it gave me this window where I can go and create new services. So we're going to go in and create our virtual network right away. This is important not just because we're creating a site-to-site VPN today, but also if you're going to be creating any virtual machines and you want to specify an internal IP address, you've got to have that virtual network created first. If there's not already one done, then Azure is just going to create your VM with a public IP, and you don't get the option right now to change it later. So for virtual network details, we're going to give this a name that denotes that this subnet that we're creating is actually in Azure. And we're going to pick West US because that's the closest data center to our physical location. Okay, so on the DNS servers tab, what we're going to want to do is create create a DNS entry for our internal domain controller. That will allow Azure to resolve local addresses once we get that tunnel established. CYL DC01 192.168.0.200. I'm going to select the option to configure a site-to-site VPN. Click Next. Okay, so on the site-to-site connectivity tab, we're going to want to create the local subnet information for our physical site. The name denotes the physical location, and the address space is the subnet that we use at the location. And I use a /24 network here. And then for VPN device IP address, we need to grab the external interface that's registered on the router. I'm using a dual band or dual WAN VPN router, which gives me the capability to have two internet connections. Now, regularly I just use WAN 1 and I have WAN 2 plugged into a smart hub. That will allow me to run off my cellular frequency in case my network goes down. I unplugged that, plugged it into my second port just before the show so I could get a dynamic IP address. I'm going to use this for the video today, and then when I'm done, I'll be able to change it back to my static. So we'll pop that in there and click Next. And here is the subnet information for my Azure subnet. I want to use a 172 network to keep it separate from what I use on my premise network. and I'm going to use a /16 here. So I've got lots of options to create additional subnets inside of my address space. So there's one subnet here to create by default, and this one I'm going to use for my virtual machines. And I'll use 172.16.0.0 for my VMs, which will be on the /24 network as well. Now, in order to make this subnet routable, I've got to have a gateway. So inside of Azure, we create a gateway subnet for that. We've got to ensure that the subnet for the gateway falls inside of our address space, but isn't included inside of any subnets that we've got created. I'm going to put this on the high end, and I'll go 172.16.254. And I'll pick a /24 network again. Okay, once we got that information in, click OK. And it'll go ahead and create our virtual network. Okay, and we see that the virtual network has created. So I'm going to click on it and then go to the dashboard. And when I go to the dashboard, I get an error message saying that the gateway was not created. That's not a part of the automated step, so we've got to create that next. And this is going to take about 20 minutes or so I'll stop the video and come back when it's done. Okay, we're back and our gateway has created. It's currently trying to establish the tunnel, but of course we haven't set anything up on the router side. We do have an external IP address for the gateway, which we need. We'll grab a copy of that and throw it into a notepad window. And we also need to get the pre-shared key, which is down here. We'll just copy this and throw that in as well. Now if we go back over to our router, and on these Cisco small business appliances, we go to VPN, and this is where we can create our gateway to gateway tunnel. We'll click add here, gateway to gateway. We'll call it check your logs, speedy to Azure. I'm using interface 2. The local group setup is for your on-premise network. All the information is already populated here. And then we need to set up the stuff for Azure. So it's IP only. The IP address is the one that we grabbed right here. We'll put that in. Our remote security group type is a subnet, and the subnet is 172.16.0.0. Subnet mask 255.255.0.0. And then for the IPsec setup information, we need to actually go back to the MSDN library and dig down through the Azure documents. And then under this about VPN devices and gateways, we'll find the information that we need. Scroll down in this list and it's right here. So this is what we need for phase one. And this is what we need for phase two. So our DH group is group 2, 1024 bit, AES 256 with the SHA-1 authentication. Lifetime is 28,800. We need to uncheck this perfect forward secrecy button. Phase two. And 3600 seconds for that. The pre-shared key we grab from our notepad window. And we hit save. Now we need to go in and edit this. And down under advanced, we'll just add the NAT traversal button. And that's it. And then we hit connect. And it's connected. So now I should be able to log into my domain controller. And ping 172.16.0.0. Awesome. Okay, so now if I go back in to our gateway, and I refresh the screen. It shows that I'm connected. Okay, so now that we've got our tunnel established with Azure, one of the first things that we're going to want to do is get a domain controller created up here so that we've got some redundancy inside of our Active Directory. So what we're going to do is we're going to go down to New down here. We'll go Compute, Virtual Machine, and we'll select from Gallery. Here we have the option to build a ready-made VM or use a ready-made VM. We'll create a server 2012 R2 data center. Virtual machine, I'm going to call it CYL-DCO2. Basic. Now the key to keeping your costs low inside of Azure is to keep your resources for your VM provisioning as limited as possible. So don't go creating a quad core or an 8-core 256 gig VM. You're gonna run up your bill pretty quick, pretty fast. So we'll just go with single core 1.75 gigs of memory, and that's more than enough for just a domain controller. We'll create a new cloud service, DCO2, Region Affinity Group Virtual Network. It's very important here that we pick our Azure Virtual Network. If we don't select it here, we can't change it later. We would have to recreate our VM. Everything else in here is fine. Let's go next. We'll install the Microsoft Anti-Malware Agent since they give us the option. And we'll check off and complete it. Now this takes about 5 or 10 minutes or so, so I'll just pause the video again. Okay, we're back. Our virtual machine has created. So we're going to go ahead and hit the connect button down here now. This actually launches an RDP window over a random port. We'll use the local credentials that we specified when we created the VM. And our server is up. Click yes. Now let's go check our IP before we go anywhere further. And 172.16.04. Okay, so let's go down to local server and we'll join this machine to the domain. And we'll put in credentials. And now we have a domain joined computer up in Azure. Now I close that and I can restart my machine again. And I'll pause the video again while that's rebooting. Okay, so I've given that machine a couple of minutes to reboot. We should be able to connect back into it again now. And I'll do it on the domain this time. Actually, I'll use my administrator account. And we're logged in. Azure's not quite that fast. I did pause the video again while this finished the login process. But now that we are in, we're going to go up to manage and let's go ahead and get this thing set up as a domain controller. So we'll pick ADDS here. And install. And fast forward a few minutes, and the domain or ADDS installation is almost done. While we're waiting for this to finish, and before we can promote this to a domain controller, we've got to get some site information set up for our new Azure site. So we're going to go back over to our main domain controller. And let's go into DS site. Now in here we need to create a new subnet for Azure. 172.16.0.0/16. We've got to add it into the BD site for now. Let's create a new site. Call it Azure. Now we've got to add the subnet into the Azure site. Let's go take a look at our site link. And it's got both of our sites in there replicating every 15 minutes, so that's great. We'll just rename it here. And that should be all we need. Pop back over to our domain controller and we'll wait for that to finish. And our role installation has completed, so we can click the link right here to promote this to a domain controller. Next, type in the restore password. Domain controller, global catalog, DNS server. That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. This we get all the time until the setting has been changed. On our Azure domain controller, we're running a dynamically assigned IP address right now. That's fine for what we're doing today. This you're going to get when it's the first domain controller on a new site. Everything good. And our domain controller completion, our promotion is complete. So the machine's just going to reboot now, and then we'll be able to pop back in and confirm everything replicated okay. Okay, we've given our virtual machine enough time to reboot, so let's go ahead and log into it. And I should be able to go right in to users and computers. And take a look at my domain. And you see I've got an organizational unit here and a bunch of users. Okay, awesome. So over the last 20 minutes or so, we created our Azure trial. We configured site-to-site VPN with our small business domain using a small router. And we've got a domain controller created up in Azure now, and everything has been replicating wonderfully. Thank you very much for viewing, and I hope it was worthwhile.